Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome to one of the more unique ways we've brought you Scott and Paul's Rambling Podcast.
Very unique.
As in the UK, as if you live in the UK, you know we're currently on lockdown. Things with this whole coronavirus have just gotten, things have just escalated wildly to the point where you can only leave your house if you've got essential work, or you're going to exercise, or you're going to shops, or going to care for an elderly or vulnerable relative. Even then, you're only at the house where there's a maximum of one time a day. And unfortunately, leaving your house to go to your mates to go record a podcast apparently doesn't fall under those parameters. So, despite the fact me and Paul... Despite the fact me and Paul don't live that far apart, we're having to record this kind of over the phone, kind of over Facebook Messenger. But, you know, what we did our best to try and bring...
We do hope you appreciate our efforts.
Yeah, we would have brought Skype.
Especially Scott's efforts.
I mean, we would have used Skype, but Brian was no help in helping Paul with the laptop, so unfortunately, this is what we have to do.
Yeah, we hope it works well. We hope you appreciate our efforts. And as I say, I hope you listeners appreciate Scott's efforts, particularly today, because he's gone to great lengths to make the show work today.
Yeah, I'm sorry if like the quality, given like how me and Paul are having to talk... like on Paul's end, especially because this is over Messenger, if the quality is not like up to its usual standard, but like you said, it's the really the only way we could have brought you like our podcast, our usual ramblings, because you know we hope that like we would bring you something to help you get through this period of lockdown.
Yeah, Scott and Paul's Rambling Apocalypse.
It's pretty much the way it is. I mean, how are you keeping anyway? Because obviously
Well, you know, I'm keeping okay. I have had my down moments, as I'm sure everyone has.
Yeah.
But you keep going. You strive to keep going. You know.
Yeah, I'm glad we were able to get to do this. You know, we were able to get to chat to you because it's getting to a stage where I'm getting a bit stir crazy. After it's been only a week, I think it's a minimum of 3 weeks this lockdown's going to be going on for, and I'm already going a bit stir crazy in here.
Yeah. I must say, it's good to hear your voice again, man.
Thanks. I mean, it's not been...
Good to hear a familiar and friendly voice.
Thanks. It's not been, like, the hardest thing. I mean, there's plenty to keep me, like, occupied, so though I haven't been that bored. I mean, Disney Plus came out earlier in the week, so, you know, I've been occupying my time with that. You know, it's got every episode of The Simpsons on it.
Well, I'm watching every episode of The Simpsons. I have every episode of American Dad and shit like that. I have my vast wrestling collection.
Yeah, I mean...
Plus I can watch weird and abstract horror movies on YouTube, so...
I mean, what we moan nowadays as a society that there's too much content that we can't possibly watch it all. I mean, this is just a golden opportunity. Stay inside.
Yeah.
Occupy yourself.
You know it's youth now.
Mum told me about one. It was a post on Facebook. It was basically... Every married man who says this to their wife, oh, I'll get to it when I've got time, is suddenly regretting that statement now. And I think...
I'm going to be braving outside tomorrow again.
Oh, and pray tell, what is it? Are you braving to the shops for supplies, are we?
I'm braving to the shop for electricity and food supplies, yes.
I don't know if you've seen this. I've been up to my local Tesco and... They had people queuing up outside. There were only like a certain amount of people in the shops. They're keeping people in the queue a certain distance from each other. Some like elderly customers and like young children were being given hand sanitizers as they went in. Staff all had fucking gloves. It's mental out there.
Well, I've been out with the mask and the gloves, and I must say, well, and I hate to be negative. I know we're trying to be positive in this time, but I'm so disappointed with certain members of the public.
Mm-hmm.
But just only seem to be taking it seriously.
Yeah, I think that's a general thing, because the more some people go out not taking this seriously, the longer like periods like this lockdown are going to go on for.
Yeah, I mean, I was in the shop yesterday, as I said, and I was, you know, I was out with the gloves on and the mask on, and I think I frightened one woman as well. Well, you know, my usually pale and gothic complexion.
Yeah.
Well, that coupled with the mask and gloves, she got startled and fell over a box.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I laughed a little.
I mean, you had to, kind of.
Yeah, but also, I was standing in the queue, and there was one guy in front of me who, and you know, I'm anxious about shit in general, but the guy kept fucking moving from his spot, and I was like, fuck you, man, stay where you're supposed to fucking stay.
Don't
get close to me, you cunt.
I know, like, the whole thing of people being in lockdown is to stop, like, this thing spreading, and hopefully, like, they get a fluid then spread and make sure people aren't vulnerable and stay inside you've got the symptoms. So like you said, if more people take this seriously, then hopefully the slower this thing will spread and things will calm down again.
We can but hope, Scott. We can but hope.
And obviously, as wrestling fans, the biggest, we really take notice of the things like the coronavirus when it fairly affects us. And one of the most unique ways we've been affected by this coronavirus is the ever-expanding fuckball that is becoming WrestleMania 36.
I really am. I'm so surprised they haven't just decided to, you know, admit defeat and postpone it.
I think from what I've heard from reports, there's only one person in WWE who think this is a good idea, and unfortunately, he's the guy calling all the shots, and that is Vince.
Yeah.
And surely because Vince is the one who wants it to go ahead, is the only reason it's going ahead, because there are many people, apparently, who would rather they postponed it.
Yeah, I mean, I read something on one of the wrestling pages on Facebook the other day. They were talking about why not postpone it and let it happen around about the summer and make, like, a double whammy, mega spectacular, like, SummerSlam Mania crossover kind of thing.
Because you remember what we talked about before, about the rumours that it was going to be in NXT in June, they were going to postpone it to then, that turned out not to be accurate. The thing about that is if they did it in June, then the good thing about WWE is sometimes kind of the late spring, early summer period when they're about to set up for SummerSlam, not a lot happens week to week, you know, it's just building up to rematches from the pay-per-view previous, so if they did it WrestleMania in June, then they would have had a bit of an off-season beforehand, the talent would have been fresher, and they would have had a lot less like time wasted between SummerSlam and Mania, because they would have only had like a month and a bit to build SummerSlam, so it basically would have been all hands on deck right for it to SummerSlam.
Yeah, but it would have been a better thing. I think the problem is that because Vince has made the decision that fuck it, we're going to plow into this, go head on into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got so far that there is no postponing it now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I messaged you the other day, you were talking about it, and you said, like, I don't know why they don't postpone it, and I said to you, like, it's basically a case that they're in too deep, they've invested too much at this stage.
Yeah.
It's already been recorded.
For your pig-headedness.
It's apparently already been recorded, both days have been recorded at time by now, so the results by now, right now, Drew McIntyre could or could not be the WWE champion right now, we wouldn't know.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as a Scotsman,
mm-hmm.
I'm so disappointed that Drew is not going to get his moment.
Yeah.
Not well. He's going to get a moment, but it's not going to be a proper moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, really, what needs to happen if we've recorded it, and if, as we hope, Drew has won
mm-hmm.
at SummerSlam, we need to have him make a mega defense, like defend that title. And give him his goddamn moment, you know what I mean?
I'm hoping that if like they are investing in Drew, or we hope they are, that this isn't going to be his last like big WrestleMania like match for the WWE title. So hopefully we can like rest assured in kind of the knowledge that maybe this first title win wasn't what we thought it was, but hopefully he'll have other title wins which will make up for that.
I do hope so.
Yeah, and the more information comes out about WWE and WrestleMania, the more you need to laugh about it. Like, I sent you that clip.
Yeah,
it was the meme.
I love
from
that
this
wee thing you sent me, the Simpsons thing.
Yeah, basically talking about coronavirus. It's just a little dirty. It's still good. It's still
It's gone. I know.
No. I mean, what you would have thought would be the nail in the coffin was the fact that Roman Reigns has had to to pull out of the show.
Yeah, Vince's golden boy.
Yeah, and apparently it was his own decision as well. He basically said, I'm not doing this, partly because obviously
I'm not risking my health for the sake of this.
Yeah, you know, he is more at risk, you know, his immune system, given that he has survived leukemia on multiple occasions.
Yeah.
And allegedly, Miz showed up to the tapings sick. Not saying that he had the virus or not, he may have had something more mild, but the idea, obviously, everybody's like a bit sceptical now, and Miz got sent home, and apparently the Usos kicked off at the Miz for showing up sick when there's like people like Roman at these tapings that are more susceptible to catching this virus.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're a WWE employee, you're not really given much option, as you will, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's...
You have to show. If Vince says show, you need to show. And I mean, Miz is one half of the tag champs at the moment, so...
Yeah, and there is a SmackDown tag title match advertised for WrestleMania, but possibly Miz might have been sent home before that match was even taped, so... Morrison may have to just find another partner. It was meant to be Miz and Morrison versus the New Day versus the Usos in a triple threat ladder match, which is an interesting prospect, especially a ladder match in front of an empty venue.
We could have John Morrison do a Willie Mack from TNA and go it alone.
Maybe. I did see some people jokingly, though, but I would laugh if it did happen. Like, some people calling for the return of Joey Mercury to team with them.
That'd be cool. I don't really think Joey Mercury has the look anymore, though.
No, I'm pretty sure he hasn't had the best relationship with him since he left. Since he left the company as a producer, he's not said some very uncomplimentary things about the company in the years since.
Yeah. So, is that because he's not a member of J&J Security anymore?
I don't know what it is, but there are meant to be 16 matches in total across both nights. Eight on each, and as I'm looking up now, currently there are 14 matches already announced, so two still to come if reports are to be believed.
Really is a crazy, crazy old shit, isn't he?
Mm. Would you like me to read out some of these matches to you? Because they keep adding stipulations to these matches, probably to kind of make up for like the unique situation that we find ourselves in.
Yeah, I did see one of them, a Firefly Funhouse match.
Yes, John Cena and Bray Wyatt in a Firefly Funhouse match that Bray challenged Cena to in an edition of his Firefly Funhouse. But something I'd heard before this announced was the report was it described this match was going to get the quote full-blown movie treatment, and that they were going to film it very uniquely, and that it was going to be treated like they were filming like a film. It was going to be filmed in a warehouse, and then at some point, while fighting the Fiend, Cena would stumble upon the Firefly Funhouse and have a interaction with, like, Sweater Wearing Funhouse Bray. So, I think basically these reports go with the idea of this stipulation that has been given to this match. How they're going to pull it off, I don't know, but given Bray is involved and basically the Funhouse is kind of his creation, I have a feeling hopefully it'll be much better than House of Horrors, because you can't really get any worse than that.
No, well, I had heard the rumor that Bray had his idea and Cena backed him up as well. Mm-hmm. Like, Cena went to management and said, "No, fucking listen to him, this guy knows his shit."
Well, if Cena's on board, then hopefully, like you said, that gives him a bit more confidence in this idea.
Yeah.
Going through some of these other matches, I'll just read out. This isn't going to be us giving our predictions, it's just kind of a sort of preview. Given that Mania is less than a week away, we will be keeping our predictions kind of to ourselves for now. We will be posting them possibly this coming Friday, around the same time we're buying this, because also we got to get them out before the first day of WrestleMania, which is this coming Saturday. Let's see. Sami Zayn will defend the Intercontinental Championship against Daniel Bryan, which happened after Drew Gulak defeated Shinsuke Nakamura on this past week's SmackDown, so Gulak helped Bryan earn the title shot. Let's see. Alright. What else is this? We have Edge versus Randy Orton, which has now been confirmed to be a last man standing match. We have Elias versus King Corbin, which is one of the more unique matches that's randomly been added to the show. We have We have Aleister Black versus Bobby Lashley, which is the biggest why of this card, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why they're that desperate to have. I can see why you want Aleister Black on the card, because you've been building him up for ages. But Bobby Lashley. I mean, if you're going to just put in a match with no build or story, I'd rather one more match with Buddy Murphy. So at least Murphy's got something to do on the card.
Yeah, that'd be good.
The Street Profits will defend the Raw Tag Team titles against Angel Garza and Andrade. So the US champion is not defending his title. He's challenging for another title. Or is he? Because allegedly he got sent home as well.
Yeah.
And rumours are that NXT prospect Austin Theory stepped in for him. So it could be a fun match, you know, a couple of NXT like prospects against the Street Profits. But
could be.
Yeah, I mean, considering the tag titles usually aren't a priority on WrestleMania, so. But you know, that continues. The triple threat ladder match, as I mentioned, it's still being advertised as having Miz on it, but we've got one more SmackDown, so we'll see. We've got Kevin Owens v Seth Rollins, Undertaker and AJ Styles, and what has been described as a boneyard match, but they won't describe. They would explain what the fuck a boneyard match is.
God knows.
People are speculating it's some sort of buried alive match, but they won't call it that. I just think it sounds like they're fighting in a junkyard.
Probably. I mean, I heard rumour they were going to change the Undertaker's character again soon, so.
Maybe. You got a fatal five-way for the Women's Championship. Bayley v. Sasha versus Lacey Evans versus Naomi versus Tamina.
As long as Bayley wins.
I have a feeling Sasha's gonna win because they said they wanted to do Bayley v Sasha in a singles match with me, but then it was felt there wasn't enough time to build it, despite the fact there was a period of time where the SmackDown women's title was just doing nothing, so really it was their own fault. I think it's the idea they procrastinated putting a story together between these two and then suddenly realised how close they were to me and thought, oh, fuck it. Just throw all the women, as many women as you can.
Yeah, well, as long as fucking Naomi doesn't win it, and as long as fucking Tamina doesn't win it, she's done nothing to deserve it. And hell, I'll be damned if that fucking Lacey Evans wins it, because she sucks.
It was meant to be a six-pack challenge with Dana Brooke as the sixth member. That's how it was announced. But apparently Dana Brooke is going into self-isolation, so that's taken her out of the match. I wondered why Carmella wasn't added, but apparently she is also in self-isolation, so basically they're just taking what pieces they have of the division and just putting them in. Cena and Wyatt, as we mentioned, and then you got the big title matches, Becky versus Shayna, Brock v Drew, Rhea versus Charlotte, and what is meant to be Goldberg was meant to be against Roman, and is meant to be, they've apparently filmed an angle which will probably air on the Go Home SmackDown, that Braun Strowman will take his place.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't see him winning it, but I hope he wins it. It'll be nice to see him actually win the title.
I put to you the fact that I think Goldberg was always meant to be a transitional champion anyway, and also it was maybe a Roman, but like, you don't know how many like more times you can get Goldberg for a match, so it makes a lot of sense to have him probably squash Braun after Braun's just dropped the IC title, and just to then hold on to it for, you don't know when you're going to be able to do an issue where you can get Roman in for this whole lockdown. So I think
I suppose if squash Braun now, that's Braun pretty much, that will take any future chance away from
him. Yeah, I think they have had high hopes for Braun, but then I think it's just been a case of timing. Like, when Roman went away, when he had leukemia, we thought that was basically his time there. And for whatever reason, it just didn't happen. So I think even if it is, again, Braun would also be a transitional champion. But I think putting on a full-time guy, I think people would be happy even if it is Braun, because Braun probably should have had it ages ago, even if back then it was going to be a short reign.
I mean, we could put it on Braun and we could end up seeing, like, we could get an incredible reaction from it as well, you know?
Yeah, because I don't think people weren't happy to see, like, Goldberg take the belt And I think realistically, given that Goldberg is older, even though he's still kind of Goldberg and they portray him still as this monster, like looking at Braun Strowman size wise, I don't think like there's anything wrong. I don't think there's anything unbelievable about Braun Strowman defeating Goldberg. Like,
I mean, we could probably have got a better story out of Braun taking the belt from between.
Yeah, see, that would have made storyline sense, yeah.
I reckon that's possible.
And
well, made Braun a transition champion, taking it from Fiend, and then we could have had him possibly slowly but surely turn the heel, drop the belt to Roman, and we could have started a program between those two to keep them both strong.
Yeah, because as 2017 kind of showed us, like, Braun and Roman actually have great chemistry together, so if Braun takes the belt and then Roman comes back, I would, even though the outcome is predictable, I'd look forward to seeing that that match again, see if they've still got that chemistry together. And
even with if you had a program between Braun and Roman, there's even possibility down the line that the Fiend could be featured back into that again.
Possibly. I mean, the Fiend could even cost Braun.
I mean, especially with Bray Wyatt's habit of going after people he's had previous dealings with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's had previous dealings with Braun, he's had previous obvious dealings with Braun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could have got a really good, strong, long program between the three of them.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Threat at the next WrestleMania.
Something that's interesting for me is that everything's been filmed, Mania, the SmackDowns. I think they might have taped a Raw that's going to air after WrestleMania because they wanted to get as much as they could, because at the end of this week, there was a lockdown meetings closed in Florida, which would made it very difficult for them to get to the PC record stuff. So basically, it was basically a bulk recording of as much stuff as they could get out. So they already
Raw.
Yeah. Like, so they were recorded the SmackDown at an angle which will apparently insert Braun into Roman's place. But like,
yeah.
SmackDown the other night, like, by the time SmackDown aired, everybody knew Roman had been taken out. But then they've advertised Roman and The Miz for their matches. So I think basically the reveal of them being taken out and their replacements is going to now happen on the go home, which seems weird because everybody already knows that the two guys advertised aren't going to be in the spots that they've been advertised as. So the only thing I can think of as to why they would do that is maybe they want to, because obviously if SmackDown on the Friday and then the weekend, Saturday, Sunday is WrestleMania and then Raw on the Monday, they want to like have the Friday going into Saturday, make it the go home SmackDown as like big as they possibly can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only reason I can think of. But looking down this card, like you said, there's quite a few different like weird game matches that they've been putting on to try and liven things up a wee bit. There's the Boneyard match is something that is a bone of contention for me, because my brother pointed out that this could be the last great Undertaker match we can get because it's against Styles. But then putting this stipulation on it, and then possibly filming it away from the PC, because the rumour is all gimmick matches will be filmed away from the PC to kind of freshen up a bit. So the idea of kind of gimmicking up the Undertaker's last great match against Styles, I think could really take away from it, because if they just gave them a proper single match, I think they'd put on some really good stuff, really some stuff maybe even akin to like Taker's old matches with Shawn.
They really could, because I mean Styles is one of the best in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
It really is, you know, and he really can, like, he's got a great ability to draw a good performance out of anyone he's fighting against, which is, like you say, it's so like Shawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When Shawn was feeling it back in the day, he could really bring a performance out of a person.
Mm-hmm.
You remember matches against big guys like Diesel and Sid and
mm-hmm.
things like that. Even a match, I think he had a Raw match against Yokozuna, was pretty good.
Yeah, and like, I think the talk was when the match was first like being set up, the rumour was that it was Taker specifically asked for AJ because of those reasons, that like he saw him as AJ's the current generation's version of Shawn Michaels, so he thought, if anyone can help me have a great, like, well, possibly one of my last matches, make it a great one, it will be AJ Styles. So there's two matches left to be announced. I don't know what they'll be. They'll probably be the last thing we expect because of the current theme that's going through the card right now. Obviously, no Battle Royals this year because of like the limits on mass gatherings and shit like that. And I can't...
As long as Vince doesn't come up with one of his classic ideas.
Like what?
You know, his idea of feeding current events into the storylines. You know, like bring out an old gimmicky early 90s character like the virus.
and his good partner Corona.
That's like a wrestling on YouTube earlier on. That was a tag team called Well Done.
against guns. I'm trying to think because they've been doing some stuff with Asuka and Alexa Bliss on TV, so I thought that was going to lead to maybe Kabuki Warriors v Bliss and Cross, the women's tag belts, but so far it's just been between Alexa and Asuka so far. We haven't actually seen much of Nikki, and we've seen none of Kairi Sane so far on TV. And I'm trying to think because there are a lot of people who could be, who should be on the show, but apparently quite a few people will miss it because of either travel issues. Oh, actually, there is one match. There is actually a match. It's not on the list of matches that are noted down, but it was kind of almost confirmed. We are going to have Dolph Ziggler versus Otis at WrestleMania.
God, man.
You see, I think if this was just a one-day WrestleMania, as it usually would be, this agree this probably be an angle in the Battle Royale and nothing else, but given that the certain circumstances and they can allow more people on the show over the 2 days, I think I'm okay with this because obviously there was a storyline that's been building for a while. They were building the Otis Mandy thing for ages, and then Dolph interfered and people were genuinely annoyed by it.
Well, think about it. I mean, out of all this horrible shit that's going on, even Otis is going to get a WrestleMania moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like Big Otis.
Mm-hmm. And but what's shocking is Dolph Ziggler has been around for what feels like an eternity in the WWE, and this will be his very first singles match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
He's never had like a one-on-one single match. He's always been in some sort of multi-man or tag team style match, and it's taken Otis to get him to a singles match.
Far, far removed from the days of Kerwin White's caddy.
That is like a million miles away at this stage.
I was watching things on YouTube the other day, like what was it, promos for characters that never worked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was showing promos for people like Kerwin White, Mordecai, Ethan Jones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite interesting. When I watched them, I remember him and I thought he'd been good.
Yeah, I mean, I've got like Judgment Day 04 on DVD, and like he's like one of the more hyped up characters that appear on that. Like they sit in a match with Scotty Tolley, I think it is, and the whole point. And the whole point of the match is basically to make him look like a star, basically.
It was a good match as well. You know, he had a good gimmick, a good entrance and shit like that. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was
ring.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. So, what I'm curious about with WrestleMania this year is how, like, even though it's 8 matches, are they going to do like the usual format? Are they going to do like a pre-show, or are any of these matches going to get on the pre-show? Or is the pre-show just going to be just talking for an hour and building up and showing promos for the matches?
I think the pre-show might just be fed into the thing because, you know, we're going to need the content. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there might not even be a pre-show, it might just be a full show.
Maybe, I mean, they did sort of a thing on the Crown Jewel, like, the last Saturday show pre-show, where it was actually the best use of a pre-show I've seen, in that it was just a panel in a studio chatting about the matches, throwing a video package, or throwing to somebody, one of the competitors in a match, who was being interviewed, like, well, tonight you face so-and-so, how do you feel? Or, you're going to be one of the competitors in this match, how do you feel about this? And they give a promo. See, that's the kind of thing I think they should be doing with this kind of... with, if they're going to do a pre-show, and I forgot they got that fucking Gronk guy whose pals with Mojo is the host of the show.
Yeah.
So, I have a weird feeling he's going to get involved in some sort of weird 24/7 title shenanigans on the show. Who knows? Yeah, I don't know if you've seen R-Truth got it back.
I did see that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love Riddick Moss's immediate suspicion, like, he sees the referee in the car, like, referee's too, you don't wake him up money to see him in a neighbourhood. Who are you here for?
It'd be nice if we had, like a good full-on match with that thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing I was hoping for WrestleMania, and they could still do it, you never know, is to do, like, a Mania X8 style thing like they did with the hardcore title, like the multiple title changes across the night.
That'd be pretty cool.
The original champion then gets it back at the end of the night and like Maven stealing Christian's cab.
That was cool.
Like, given the card as it stands, I don't, like, over the 2 days and everything that's happened with this virus, would you describe yourself as excited about WrestleMania?
I'm not really excited. I'm not really hyped. I'm hopeful, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hopeful to be something, but I don't have a lot of faith that it will be.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm excited more so just to see how they pull it off, because I think some people are hoping that it'll be a train wreck. I'm not one of those people. It's definitely going to be one of the more unique WrestleManias. I just want to see how it's pulled off, and I'm hoping that the talent are extra motivated given the situation and then pull out a great show, because obviously a lot of them probably don't want to do it like this, but obviously they got to because their job and their boss decided this is how it's going to be. So, and I'm really sad that, and looking back on it and years later, I have a feeling this will be looked back on as one of the worst WrestleManias, kind of unfairly, because they did what they felt they had to given the circumstances. And then looking back, people will obviously argue about it. Should it have been postponed? Should it not have been? And all that.
WrestleMania 9 sitting there going, you thought I was the worst WrestleMania?
Oh. At least I had a crowd. You know, WrestleMania 27, they're like, I had the fucking Rock here.
Aye. All laughs at me. Well, there you go.
Who's laughing now?
Have to laugh.
Or otherwise you'll cry.
Don't laugh, you might go insane.
Mm-hmm. I think some people are already at that stage already with this lockdown.
Yeah. Well, I haven't quite reached the stage talking to myself yet, you know.
Give it time. But looking at this card, other than maybe some of the obvious ones, what would you say you're most probably excited for, like, match-wise?
Well, I'll need to explain that in a certain way. I mean, there's no one match, considering the current situation, no one match I'm overly excited for.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as certain results pan out, as I hope they pan out,
mm-hmm.
I'll at least be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best I can take from it. I'll be satisfied as long as certain matches go how we were hoped to go.
Mm-hmm.
I can take away that much from WrestleMania. I can't say I'm going to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I think anybody performing at it or going to be watching it is going to enjoy it as they would normally, but as long as the results will be going, you'll at least be satisfied knowing, like, yeah, that guy or that woman won their match.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a thing and there was much rejoicing.
Yeah, I agree with you in that sense. There are people who say that now that there's no crowd there to boo it in the arena, there'll be, Vince might just use this as an opportunity to book Mania how he wants it, which I'm hoping that doesn't happen. I mean, I have a feeling we'll get one or two of these results that we think is obvious might end up going the opposite way, just like for the case of a swerve, and also because if it backfires, there'll be nobody in the arena to boo it.
Yeah.
Just be a lot more people on Twitter to complain about it, though.
Yeah, say, and what you mean, those million people who always go, oh, I'm cancelling my subscription to Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and blah, blah, blah. I get round to it, and you're like, never going to cancel your subscription. You wouldn't have anything to bitch about if you'd.
You seem, these are the same people who say that NXT is still the best thing to do. Like, well, if you cancel your network subscription, how are you going to watch NXT?
Yeah, smart guy.
Yeah. But
are you going to go watch your old video paper in 9 and say it was brilliant?
Like I said earlier, I'm interested to see how they pull some of these matches off. Like you said, the Funhouse match. I want to see how the ladder match goes. Like, as long as certain results go like a certain way, like Becky and Shayna is rumored to main event night one. So, you know, it'd be cool, like, 2 years in a row, you technically getting the woman main event in back to back years. And.
Well, like I say, as long as that red headed devil doesn't win it, I'll be fine.
Well, it's kind of fitting though, because he wins it in the main event the year before, holds it for a year, loses it in the main event the next year, and then she's going away, her and Seth, for, I think, to get married, I think, and then she'll probably be back around SummerSlam, so they'll probably have a rematch there, which.
Yeah, we're perfect for each other, we're both just as irritating as each other.
Well, to be fair, Seth got a really good promo this past week's Raw, talked about the. Because Owen said he wanted his match with Rollins at the Performance Center at WrestleMania, because obviously that's where he got his start in WWE. And then Rollins said about how he was in FCW, so he said there would be no Performance Center without people like me. And then he says to Owens, you couldn't beat me on my worst day, and WrestleMania is never my worst day. And he rattles off the amount of things, everything he's done at WrestleMania, like he won the IC belt, the WWE belt, he won the Universal title.
And then, I heard rumour that someone in the faction was injured. Was there any truth about?
Sorry, what was that, Alice? What had you?
I heard truth that someone in the faction had picked up an injury.
Oh yeah, it was a Razor of the Authors of Pain.
Yeah.
Which is kind of
a bad one. It's a deal.
I think it was a bicep kind of tear, which is going to mean he's going to miss quite a few months, which not only sucks for him, but it sucks for the other member of AOP, because they have such similar looks to every whenever these guys get injured, they take one off, but they don't do anything with the other one, because they just see them as a kind of a package deal, I think. I mean, they could still have Akam kind of in Seth's corner if he's able to make the show as kind of his heavy, you know, so at least he's getting like a Manian appearance before he's getting taken off TV for months on end.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we could just have him on screen. We could have him on screen and not get too physical.
I mean, as much as I've loved Seth's like faction over the last few months, it's been a really, like, regularly entertaining part of Raw. One thing I'm kind of sad about is the fact that they chose this time to have it, because I thought if they had it between this faction form between Mania and SummerSlam, like I said, that usual period's kind of slow anyway. So this would have been, this faction could have like run roughshod for months, and then also at SummerSlam that could have been the big culmination. Like, I would have loved it if you were ever going to do a version of War Games on the main roster, having Seth leading his faction against like a team led by Owens would have been cool.
Yeah, it's a little annoying with most of Owens team, as you would want to say, it seems a little ragtag. You know what I mean,
mm-hmm.
I'd love to see Owens with a proper faction.
Yeah.
I thought there was thing possibly in really solidifying the thing between Owens and Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Does that seem good?
And then he got like suspended and injured at the same fucking time. But one thing that will annoy me, I think this is going to be the end of Rollins' group, because obviously one of them is injured and then Seth's going away after WrestleMania for a while. So this is probably going to be like the big end of the faction with him getting beat by Owens, but the thing that will always annoy me probably is the fact that Rollins' faction had this like decent run for at least 3 or so months, yet never had an official name, which always annoys me about factions.
Yeah, we don't have faction names now.
Yeah, I mean you've got factions that really
DX, Heart Foundation, The Nation.
Yeah, you've got the Undisputed Era and NXT, but like Rollins, like you prefer himself as the Messiah and all. Murphy had a thing on his gear that said like follower, disciple or something like that, so you know, you could have gone with some weird like biblical theme name, even if it was just for a wee while.
Could have done, but you know, that's too much thought for the writers of WWE.
Oh, it's a shame again that one of the members of AOP got beat. Cause I thought, got injured, because I thought that would mean that once Rollins went off in his singles thing and he and Murphy weren't the tag champs anymore, that meant that freed up AOP to get a shot at the tag titles, because, you know, again, they are a proper tag team, even though Rollins and Murphy were decent together. They had great matches against the Street Profits. It always felt weird that the actual tag team of the faction didn't get the tag belts.
I would love to see that once again in the WWE, you know, like a faction having full strength, you know what I mean, holding all the gold.
Well, that's what like they did with Undisputed Era, like they won like all the gold, like first Cole got the world belt, and then Vishnu really got the tag belts, and then on the like first show of on the USA Network, Strong got the North American belt, and then they kind of went. They've kind of been going in the reverse order, like the order, like last person who won their belt is then first to lose it. Now it's just down to Cole again, and I think he's been set up to lose his belt to Velveteen Dream.
I mean, don't they have anything? Don't they have something like Elk and AEW with their factions? They've got two strong factions doing up.
Yeah, they got also the Inner Circle, and they had the main belt, but also now John Moxley's got that, and you got the Elite, which is kind of technically still together. And Hangman and Kenny Omega are both got the tag belts, but they might have that War Games kind of blood and guts match, but then that got postponed, obviously, because of everything that's been going on.
Yeah, I must say, I was looking forward to the Impact pay-per-view myself.
Yeah, oh, yeah, because they had the lockdown they were going to do in, this month, they had a pay-per-view next month, and then the No Place Like Home show got cancelled, so... Like, cause I think
the last one I watched, because I haven't watched them just now, because I made a annoying promise to Brian, and he sticks to it too, so we've promised that until we can actually be in the same room together again, we're going to forego our programmes and binge watch them when we're together again.
Well, like, I think their current like set of tapings is running out, so you won't have much like Impact to watch, but they said they are going to try and find like new ways of bringing programming. I think they did record like something that featured some old TNA talent v current TNA talent.
It was a classic one.
Which will feature a big Scott Steiner kind of promo segment or something like that, which is a thing that he was there to.
The last one I watched was when Sammy made his reappearance.
Oh yeah, that's the one I wanted to talk to you about the other day when, like
that
you said,
really cool,
when he came out and attacked Shamrock.
Yeah, he came out and fireballed Shamrock. And you know the thing, I mean, I was total fanboy with it, because see when he came out and before he removed the mask, you could tell it was Sammy, you know?
You know, people were chanting Sammy.
Yeah, everyone was like, Sammy, and then he took the mask off and I turned it to Brian and went, I fucking knew it. I knew it was Sammy.
I bet you felt so proud of yourself.
I just felt so happy to see Sammy back in the ring.
I think it's quite sad though, we Shamrock's Hall of Fame induction, and that more people were talking about the fact that they got to use WWE footage in his video package rather than the fact that he is in the Hall of Fame, which just goes to show the attitude of some people about Impact still.
I think a pox on them that have that attitude about Impact, because it's a fantastic fucking company. That Don Callis and the other guy are really fucking pushing it forward, in my opinion.
Scott DeMore. Scott Steiner thing I mentioned, the thing that's going to air, he's going to air with the whole uncensored promo thing he's maybe doing, that's the thing he was there taping when he had that recent like health scare, like when he had that thing where he collapsed backstage.
I heard he's bounced back. Well, I heard he's okay.
Yeah, he's doing better.
He's not great, but he's okay.
I mean, he's never looked particularly healthy. I mean, you've seen the size of him.
No, I mean, when I first seen him like debut on WWE, I very much felt what they were calling him, you know, the genetic freak.
Yeah.
Like, holler. I'm like, I ain't hollering at you, you freak.
Also, we've done our kind of Mania talk, and so, well, before we go, I'm going to ask you a question about AEW. I don't know if you've seen the skit they did with Brody Lee.
I didn't see the skit with Brody Lee. I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
Basically, he did a skit with him and two kind of the underlings of the Dark Order, and basically he was in the suit eating his steak and that, and they wouldn't let the other guys eat until he was done, and he basically he was maybe a parody of Vince. And he yelled at one of the underlings for sneezing in his presence. And like,
God.
EW, they're no strangers to this kind of thing, the whole taking shots at WWE, but this is one of the more blatant ones they've done.
Yeah.
And some people have kind of been against
That's EW's habit, you know, take shots at the other company. Look at us, we've got a TV 14 rating.
Mm-hmm.
Look at us, we've brought Jake the Snake in. Ooh.
Yeah, and
that'll put the butts in seats.
I know, they even got Tony Schiavone and everything.
No, fuck's sake. I mean, did you hear the crap coming out of Jake's mouth a couple of months back, or a month or so back?
What?
Brett and Sean were the worst champions the WWF ever had.
Alright, well, I think it's that's just his opinion.
Yeah, just, but I can point out, well, I never seen the belt on you, Jake. You know?
Fair enough, yeah.
Never seen the belt on you, drunkie.
Is that how it goes now? You go from praising him when he came back to AEW to then suddenly he said something you don't like and now, oh, you're back to being a drunkie again.
Yeah, it was negatory about my boy Sean, so, you know. If he'd just been negatory about Brett, I'd been like, hell yeah, man. But
I was going to say, he had to bring Sean into it. You couldn't just slag Brett.
Couldn't just slag Brett and leave it there. You had to bring Sean into it. No, I don't like you. I'm petty like that. You know that, Scott.
Yeah, I've noticed it in many ways.
I'm a very petty, petty small man.
Yes, you are. I think on that revelation of Paul's pettiness, it's a good time to wrap things up. Yes, it has been a shorter episode than usual, this kind of mini like mania preview that we've been doing. We hope you've enjoyed it so far. We are going to be bringing you another kind of short episode later on in a week, maybe a few days' time, which will bring me up for some Frasier that we've missed the last wee while. It's going to be two episodes. We're talking about two really good episodes, so you know, hopefully you'll enjoy that episode. I look forward to recording it.
I look forward also to recording it.
But well, until that episode comes out, make sure to follow us on Twitter at SB Rambling. You can follow me at ScottCloud1986. You can like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ramblingpodcast. You can find the links to all the Android podcasts and sites we're on. That's Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, Google Podcasts, all of them. And stay tuned to that Twitter I said SB Rambling, because that's where our predictions for our contest against Rogue Opinions will be posted some point later this week. We'll be done at the latest by Friday, and with 2 days, hopefully there's more opportunities for us to beat those bastards.
What do you mean, hopefully?
You know.
What do you mean, hopefully? We will win. It'll be cool. We'll be happy. That'll be cool.
You're a man of many words, aren't you?
I am.
That's the one good thing about...
Well, these are strange times we're living in, Scott.
Well, so at least we can take some comfort in our isolation that Mania's going ahead, which means that our victory over them will go ahead as planned. So our revenge will not be halted.
Yeah. We won't be able to escape the loss by a postponed Mania.
No, they will not, so...
There is no escape from their humiliation.
There's no escape for anyone. We're all in lockdown.
We're all fucked.
Goodbye.
Bye.
If you're feeling lonely today, come along and throw your cares away. We're really glad that you're our friend, and this is a friendship that'll never ever end. If you're feeling lonely today, come along and throw your cares away. We're really glad that you're our friend, and this is a friendship that'll never ever end.